This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India's call for people-centric and implementation-oriented environmental action at the 12th BRICS Environment Ministers meeting held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The two-day meeting held under India's 2026 BRICS chairship concluded successfully today with a focus on building consensus and strengthening environmental cooperation among member countries. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, who presided over the meeting, highlighted the growing global environmental challenges and called for stronger BRICS cooperation.
As nations pursue their development aspirations, they are navigating an increasingly complex environmental reality. The impact of climate change, biodiversity loss, and pollution, the triple planetary crisis together with growing disaster risk, are affecting communities and ecosystems worldwide. These challenges are particularly significant for developing countries, where environmental vulnerability is often closely intertwined with broader development priorities, including poverty eradication, food security, and inclusive growth.
The Supreme Court today said it would constitute a high-powered committee comprising retired Apex Court and High Court judges, a former DGP and an ex-CBI director, to examine allegations of police excesses against students during recent protests in Delhi and violence against police personnel. The court said an order for constituting a committee would be released tomorrow after it receives suggestions from different parties and other members to be included in the panel. The court said that the committee will also look into allegations concerning sexual assault and online harassment of female protesters and victimization of other vulnerable persons through social media. India has expressed grief on the loss of life due to a massive earthquake in Indonesia. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, spokesperson of Minister of External Affairs Randhir Jaiswal said, India is deeply saddened by this tragedy and conveys its condolences on the precious lives lost. He said India also pray for the early recovery of those who are injured and for the safety of people who are involved in rescue and relief efforts. Mr. Jaiswal said in this difficult hour, India stands in solidarity with Indonesia. He said New Delhi remains committed to extending whatever possible assistance it can support of relief and rescue efforts. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has emphasized the need to produce high-quality agricultural products that meet global market standards. He said it can be done by educating farmers about various modern technical tools. The minister was addressing the 97th annual general meeting of the Indian Council of Agricultural Research, ICAR, in New Delhi today. The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has achieved a major milestone in its nationwide mission mode drive for mandatory biometric updates, completing more than 2 crore biometric updates for school children across the country. The special drive initiated in September last year has now covered over 1,56,000 schools, enabling school children to complete their Aadhaar biometric. In Jharkhand, police have arrested 4 extremists, including Ramdev Lohra, a sub-zonal commander of the band Jharkhand Jan Mukti Parishad, JJMP, in Gumla district. Police said Lohra was carrying a bounty of 5 lakh rupees. A huge cache of arms and ammunition was also recovered from them. Pakistan's Supreme Court ordered authorities to transfer jail former Prime Minister Imran Khan to Islamabad's Shifa International Hospital for a comprehensive medical examination within the next few days. It also directed authorities to ensure weekly meetings between Imran Khan and his family members and ordered the establishment of a medical board with his personal physician and his sister to be associated with it. Iran today said that the Strait of Hormuz will remain closed to maritime traffic until all Iranian conditions under the 14-point Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, signed with the U.S. are fully met. Tehran has tied the reopening of the strategic waterway directly to the complete removal of foreign sanctions and the cessation of military operations. Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf asserted that the Islamic Republic is ready to impose a heavier defeat on the enemy in proportion to his actions and aggressions. The remarks come amid the expiry of the 60-day window provided by the MOU to halt military hostilities for peace talks between the two sides. And that is the end of this news bulletin.